Hello and welcome to Victory Podcast. We talk about everyday life through a faith lens, living in victory.
You ask questions and we are here to respond to them. Can you play video games and be a Christian?
Can you? All right. I feel like this question is more for the younger, like millennial and under.
Okay.
I don't think I know a lot of, I guess, I don't know what the next generation.
Older folks.
Yeah. Gen X. Above, like gamers. Like, I don't think they're much gamers. I think this is millennials and under. I have a lot of friends that play games, video games. Personally, I used to play. That can't apply anymore because I haven't touched my gaming machine in a long time. Mm-hmm. But I have one. And okay. Is gaming bad? Is it a sin? Can we start there?
Yeah, we totally can start there.
Video games, are they a sin?
Well, does it say in the Bible? Oh. what does the Bible say about video games? Yeah, well, clearly right. Back then there wasn't really video games back
Stone
then.
Games?
Stone games. sticks and stones. Yeah. But I think that for a lot of things, like, there's a limit.
There is a limit. Yeah.
Because there could be a point where it comes to an addiction.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians 6:12.
Let's see it.
You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. Mm. And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything.
It. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I feel that video games nowadays, okay, let's go through technology, right? Okay. Back then, now, you have things like sports, those things. People play games.
Yes.
That's okay. Is that a sin? No. Playing video games, is that a sin? No. Why? Sadly, technology nowadays has made video games more addicting. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. Addictiveness. Yes. When it has, like the word says, made you a slave to it. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that video games have made them slaves, and they become addicted. When you spend more than, I don't know, hours on hours playing video games, that becomes an addiction, that becomes a problem, and your priorities are now set, you know.
They're just off.
Yep.
The priorities are off. Yep. They're all over the place because you would put priority to play video games because you got to get that comp match. You got to get all those done and like get your ranking and like
this.
Exactly. Yeah. And so where are your priorities, right? Because there's such, like it says that you are allowed to do anything. Mm-hmm. We have freedom. Mm-hmm. The Lord gave us freedom and free will to do anything. Yeah. And so it's really choosing wisely.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
For this. I feel like this verse here is so all-encompassing to the gray areas of Christianity and being a Christ follower. It's like there's a lot of gray areas. Like, is this okay? Is this sin? And I know our boys ask all the time, is this sin? Is this bad? Is this a sin?
Yeah.
It's like there's no, it's a gray area of like, no, technically not. I think I was having a conversation with somebody and they were talking about, you know, smoking and drinking. Mm. The Bible doesn't say it's a sin. Then people drank back then. So like, you know, it's this gray area. Mm-hmm. And so that's where this verse just comes in so handy. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many things because like there was a point in my life where I was very into video games. Mm-hmm. Well, to a point where I did all nighters and I would just play video games because there was quests to be done, things to get done,
ranks to climb,
people to play with, like all these different things. And like being in that stage of just like, this is my priority. Mm-hmm. It gets you one nowhere.
Yep.
It's going to get you nowhere in life. Mm-hmm. And it's not healthy. Mm-hmm. Right. Cause clearly like technology now is made for, to make you addicted. Cause that's how they make money.
Yeah.
That's how they make money. They plan and they do this intentionally to get you addicted.
Yep.
Right. Cause it is addicting to rise up in ranks, mm-hmm. to actually complete, yeah. like all these quests, to do all your rewards,
your free skins.
Yeah, they feel good for yeah. like a little like yeah. 3 seconds. They're like, yeah. well, we got the skin. Okay, yeah. we can move on, you yeah. know? And actually, yeah, it gets you nowhere.
Yep.
Recognizing that and realizing that this is actually not good for me, mm-hmm. and what to do in that. And what I, for my situation, I literally asked the Lord, I'm like, Lord, I see and I recognize this bad habit that I have in just playing video games and just being so consistently on like my computer playing games. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, Lord, I know this is bad for me.
Yeah.
Take my desire mm-hmm. to play games away. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, and I was telling these guys earlier, the Lord did overnight shipping. Yeah. The Lord was like, okay, yeah. let's do it.
I hear you, girl.
2 hours, an hour, like, I got you.
Yeah.
Feelings, desire, yeah, removed to the point where my computer collected dust.
Yeah.
It collected dust, sold it,
yep.
happily sold it.
Yeah.
But really, you ask and you shall receive.
And so, when your priorities are set straight, too, mm-hmm. like, personally, my desire for playing has just gone down and down. My priorities are now set to my family and the mm-hmm. Lord and you know, providing for them, and yeah. that's it. And after that, I'm like, my day is over and I'm satisfied. And honestly, that's it. Period. Done. So when you get your priorities set and you ask the Lord to help you do that, it will happen, and life just gets much more simple and yeah. and great.
Yeah.
That's good. Is it a sin? No.
No.
Are you less of a Christian? No.
No.
but don't be a slave to it.
No.
All right. Next question. How do you love unconditionally?
Well, let's define what is a love that is conditional and what's a love that's unconditional. Mm-hmm. So clearly, when there's a love that's conditional, you expect something back. You do something out of condition. You're like, well, I'll do this if I get this in return. Ooh, ouch.
Strings
attached. Yeah. Always, like, you know, it's not pretty. It's something that a lot of us are very used to. Mm-hmm. 'Cause the human nature always wants something. Yeah. We always want something back. We always desire, like, what we give back, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. But loving unconditionally is doing without wanting to receive anything back, actually just giving, just like, you know. And so that's the love of Christ. We know this. We know what God has done for us, and he did it unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And following his example and doing things unconditionally. Yeah. And it's so interesting, because I was really thinking and meditating on this, and I was like, Lord, why is it so hard for us to do that unconditionally? Why is it so hard to not expect things back? And the Lord immediately is like, well, it's not in your nature. It's not in your nature. It's not in your nature to literally give love unconditionally. Yeah. This is why I ask you to die to your flesh. Whoa. This is why I ask you, crucify your flesh, crucify your passions and desires and will, because his way is greater, mm-hmm. right? And it reminds me of this verse in Galatians 5:13. And it talks about how your flesh desires the opposite of the spirit, mm-hmm. the opposite of the spirit of God,
yeah.
Which is crazy. Yeah. And how to walk in the spirit. How do you be led by the spirit? And that is by crucifying your flesh, your passions, your desires. And people would be like, oh my gosh, like, why does God want us to, like, let go of what we love, let go of da 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 da? Like, oh my gosh. Well, if you understand, God is such a loving God that it's so worth it. It's so worthy. He's so worthy of us, like, sacrificing our passions and desires, mm-hmm. our own will for our lives, because we know and we trust the God who has a better will.
Yeah.
And so die to your flesh.
Yeah.
Die to yourself.
And it's not only good for you, it's good for those around you, right? Mm-hmm. When you love conditionally, when you have strings, there's always pain that follows.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get hurt, because those strings, if they are not, you know, if the person doesn't, they're pulled back, mm-hmm. right? It's like this like pulling of, like, well, you didn't give me something. And so there's, like, hurt in you, yeah. or like there's this expectation. Mm-hmm. And so, like, yeah, it will cause pain when it's conditional.
Mm-hmm.
In marriage, there's this theme of that love is, a marriage is not 50-50. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's 100-100.
Yeah. Come on.
because it can't be 50-50. You mm-hmm. can't measure, you can't ask for, and you can't like love halfway. It's mm-hmm. it's a weird concept. How do you yeah. love halfway?
Yeah.
Right? And so you give 100% and the other person gives 100%. Mm-hmm. And to add it even more as a husband, because Galatians also talks about how to love a wife, yeah. you die to yourself mm-hmm. like Jesus died for his bride. Yes. You die to yourself. And when you do that, when you love unconditionally, mm-hmm. there's something so beautiful that a wife loves unconditionally back. Mm-hmm. And it's always like first, you always do it first.
Yeah.
And so anybody that's like, you know, any relationship tip I can give you out there is love first.
Yeah.
Just love first 100% and mm-hmm. don't expect anything back. Yeah. Just die to your flesh. Yeah. Just die like Jesus did. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Amen.
We have another question by Victor, which says, ever since I became a believer in Jesus Christ, over 35 years ago, I've been a giver. Tithes, offerings, special seeds, missions, other people, etc. Now, for over 14 years, I have been giving a minimum of 25% of the money that comes to me to the Lord, and have been doing this joyfully, consistently, and with an expectation of the blessings of God, even when my bills are piling up. Most times, doing this and then having to use my credit card to cover bills and groceries. I honestly cannot say that I have received back as expected, and this is me putting it lightly, but I cannot reconcile my experience, my practice, and the word of God in this area of my life. But what is wrong? Is the promise of the financial blessings not for me as an individual?
That's a deep question. Yeah.
F1.
Later in the question, I think he goes in and talks about some of the debts and owing and possibly property losing and about like, what was it, 500 grand and those kinds of numbers. And it's like, wow, you know, there's some things that you can't just pray away, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's certain things that sadly we get ourselves into, and I'm speaking personally right now, that sometimes not having knowledge on money and not knowing what you're doing, sometimes that just gets you into trouble. And it's like the Lord can get you out of trouble, but personally, I would keep getting myself into trouble because I didn't know how to handle my finances well. And so it was something I had to learn and something I had to get better at. And so one thing that I'll say to Victor is the situation is really big and important. And I recommend you for sure get help, wisdom, and advice from a professional that handles this kind of stuff. But there was a part of the question that reads from, is the promise of financial blessing not for me as an individual? And that is definitely not from the Lord. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. yes, it is. 2 Corinthians 1:20 reads, for all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. Mm-hmm. And through Jesus Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. And the answer to it is yes, yes, to our petitions and our asking and Lord help, yes. The answer is yes, and it's already there. And he, a lot of the times, is working, even though it's not clearly visible, even though people are asking for their money and banks are wanting to collect, and the Lord is already working behind the scenes. But one thing is understanding how to manage the things that God has given you well. Genesis 1 says that we are given the authority of earth, and mm-hmm. that we have now this like ownership of earth. It is mm-hmm. now ours to manage and handle. And so we have that power. If we don't know how to do it well, it's not going to go well. If we don't know how to plant, the plant's gonna die. Mm-hmm. If we don't know how to handle finances, our finances are gonna not be okay.
Yeah.
If we don't know how to love our spouses, the marriages are not going to be okay. And so that is our responsibility. Mm-hmm. And Hosea 4:6 says that my people are destroyed because they don't know me. This verse is also known as like the people perish for their lack of knowledge. Yeah. And it's talking about the knowledge of God. Mm-hmm. They perish and they're away from me and our covenant gets destroyed because mm-hmm. they don't know me.
Yeah.
And applying this to the wisdom of everything that he's provided, when we don't know it, when we don't know how to do it, it gets broken.
Yep.
When we don't know the Lord, it gets broken. And so one thing that I will just recommend, and this is not like financial advice, it's just life advice. Mm-hmm. Just learn. Learn the things that are around you. Learn, study how to do things well, how to love well, how to handle finances well, and you'll see that things will turn around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to learn that lesson the hard way when it came to finances. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I recommend just learn and see how to handle that better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah, and like even in James 1, it talks about how if you lack wisdom, ask the Lord, for he gives it generously. Mm-hmm. He gives it consistently, and everything that comes out of his mouth, like it says in Proverbs 2, is wisdom and understanding, knowledge and understanding. Mm-hmm. And so really just ask and be wise in how to be led by the Spirit. You know, die to your flesh. Understand that we ourselves can't do everything on our own. No. And literally just be led by the Spirit. And it's so interesting because the word led, always, every single time I say be led by the Spirit, I always ask myself, okay, what does being led mean? What does that mean? It doesn't mean chase after the Spirit. Don't just run after it. Be led, meaning be guided. Mm. Step by step. In Galatians 5, it says, so you can be in step with the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit, but so you can be in step with the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Meaning you're side by side. He's leading you in each step. Yeah. It's not that you're behind him following him. You're being led. Mm-hmm. And so understand that God is leading you. Like the Lord will lead you and he wants to lead you. Mm-hmm. And so be led by the Spirit and ask for wisdom.
Yeah.
Ask for wisdom. That's good. Come on.
Another question from Stacy. How can we manage through estrangement?
Estrangement. Yeah.
How can we manage through estrangement with adult children?
This is so interesting because I really like thinking about this question. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting because I was one of those children where I was very estranged to my own parent. Mm. Like, and as an adult child, knowing how it is on the other side, but also knowing now that I've been reconciled with that parent, hearing their side and how it was, it's hard. Mm-hmm. Being on both, like seeing it from both sides is hard. Mm-hmm. And I understand that there comes with a lot of anxiety and a lot of worry for your child, mm-hmm. because I would understand that if I was a parent, having that slowly, that distance emotionally mm-hmm. and physically from your own child must hurt a lot. Mm-hmm. And I see that from a perspective of God as well, mm-hmm. where he understands that, where he has had children distance themselves from him. Mm-hmm. And it hurts. It hurts. And so seeing that this is literally what the Lord goes through, mm-hmm. that he goes through this all the time. And so know that, one, God understands what you're going through, but also the Lord tells you to abide in him. Mm-hmm. Something that comes up into mind is John 15, abide in me, my words will abide in you, and everything mm-hmm. you will ask will be given to you. Yeah. And so walk in that, mm-hmm. abide in him, seek him, and pray. Mm-hmm. Pray for your children, because for my parent, they prayed for me consistently, even though that for my side, for me personally, I had that resentment towards this parent. But they were a praying, nonstop praying parent that really softened my heart to come back to them and continue praying. Praying should never be your last resort. pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because in that verse in 1 Thessalonians, it says rejoice always, pray without ceasing, mm-hmm. pray continuously, yeah. meaning rejoicing, meaning find enjoyment in yeah, it. That's good. Like find that enjoyment in praying without mm-hmm. ceasing, knowing and praying faithfully that this will be completed. Mm-hmm. And so trust and believe that your child, there's hope that your child would be reconciled with you. Yeah. And there's beauty in that too, in the process, because yeah. who knows, maybe the Lord is processing your child. Mm-hmm. The Lord is processing you and testing you and pruning you. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason, mm-hmm. you know, but always, always pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. Pray for your child. Yeah. And so there's such power for a praying parent.
Yeah.
There's such power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's definitely, and this will be a little bit more practical, a little bit more just speaking as a parent,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, your children do grow up. That's just, it does happen. And sometimes, you know, as much as you want them to follow in your footsteps, that it's a lot of the time they need their own process or to walk through their yeah. own thing, and sometimes that may look different mm-hmm. than that, even when it comes to the Lord and even when it comes to you as a parent. There was some advice that this parent of, I think it was 8 or 10 kids, they were like 5 biological and 6 adopted, something like that. They, mm-hmm. the way that they mentioned it is that they're like, just so you know, one, you parent from your knees. Like that's how you parent. You just parent from your knees, and you're not gonna know every situation that happens with mm-hmm. with your kid, with your child. You may not know exactly what they're going through, and sometimes they might just not share.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be okay with that, but you have to be parenting from your knees.
Yeah.
And that was like, whoa. And I've hit situations like that I'm like, I don't know what to do right now.
Yeah.
And you just pray, because Lord. You know, you love them and you want to see them succeed. But sometimes it's like you can't control, and no. controlling will just make them go further away. And so it's like praying is one of the most important things that you can do. But another one is knowing that they are of the Lord's.
Come on. Yeah.
They were given to you for 18 years, and those 18 years are for you to form mm-hmm. and for you to give advice and for you to like love them unconditionally, mm-hmm. which means nothing in return, just unconditional mm-hmm. love, and just give them that. I love how that's a theme in today with the questions, but unconditional love and yeah. just giving it yeah. and knowing that every seed that you sow is planted, mm-hmm. like every seed. And sometimes you need to mass seed plant, just
boom,
you know, yeah. just know that, you know, maybe they're not listening sometimes.
Yeah.
And like, I wonder if that even stuck, but things do stick
yeah.
and things do come they back. Do. And so sometimes just knowing for those 18 years, you're just a farmer. It's just sow seeds, and just wait to see what the Lord is going to bring. Mm-hmm. Right. And yeah. so that's one thing, to just know that they're not yours.
Yeah.
That's sometimes a hard pill to swallow, yeah. but they're not yours. They're the Lord's.
Come on.
And yeah. so just love unconditionally and let the Lord do in his timing, and keep praying mm-hmm. and loving. Just yeah. keep loving. Yeah, it's hard sometimes.
It's You're hard. Like, it's tough.
Sometimes I'm like offended personally as yeah. a parent, because you love them so much that even a little thing hurts.
Yeah.
But it's like you just gotta keep loving through, and it's like mm-hmm. just know that, you know, you can love unconditionally too, no matter yeah. what they do, yeah. right? So,
wow.
Yeah, just yeah. a little more practical there for you.
That's awesome. It's so good.
Yeah.
Well, we've came to the end of the questions.
Yep.
And you know what that time is?
Ding.
It's time for verse check.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Should I pick or yep. should you pick?
Go ahead.
Okay. Oof. Okay.
For those who don't know, verse check is a mm-hmm. segment where we pick a situation, everyday life situation, and we see how we respond to the word in the moment, unscripted, unplanned. Mm-hmm. What is the situation? Let's see.
So this comes from our healing topic from our 20-step foundational books, and it says, the doctor just called. They want you to come back in for more tests.
Mm-hmm. A situation that comes to mind is there was a time when Leah and I, my wife and I, were in having trouble conceiving, and there were tests that needed to be done. And even then, once we did, there were problems with the pregnancy, and mm-hmm. there were times we were asked to come back. Well, not asked. Things happened, and we had to come back. Mm-hmm. We were forced to come back. And so there were verses that we stood on through this mm-hmm. of promises and whatnot. But when it came to the doctor, when it came to being in that situation, we stood on Psalm 91, and we declared protection over us and the life of our baby girl. But there was speaking things in faith that are not as though they are, mm-hmm. which is, in this case, was healing. Mm-hmm. And the scripture references faith, and there was a lot of faith needed here to yeah, speak things that were not as though they are. Mm-hmm. And as though that they, you know, when you speak in faith, everything that you see is the opposite. And doctors did a good job of telling us everything that was wrong and everything mm-hmm. that could be wrong.
Yeah.
And so those were the kind of calls that we were getting and the kind of information we were getting. So we stood on physically speaking that, like, so as a husband, I took the authority to, it's one thing for someone to pray for you. It's another mm-hmm. for your spiritual covering to pray for you. Yeah. And as a father, I am the covering of my family and mm-hmm. my wife. And so through that time, I grew in faith, and I learned to take this hand, physically put it on my wife and on my baby, and speak life and say that you are healed, you are well, you are not sick, and this will not end in death. Like mm-hmm. those were the kind of things I was speaking, things that were not as though they are. Mm-hmm. And so I was just speaking life. Speaking life. And so that's one thing that we need to do when we're in these kind of situations, mm-hmm. to choose faith and yeah. to stand on the word, right? So this comes from our healing book and our 20-step foundational guide. Mm-hmm. And we have 6 different books: healing, finances, prayer, and relationships, and faith. Mm-hmm. And so we are actually giving one away
yeah.
to one of you who asked a question today. And so check your email. The winner is here on the screen. Mm-hmm. Check your email and we will send one to you. Yeah. Yeah. You can send in questions by submitting them at victorypodcast.ca/ask.
Yeah. Ask away. Thank you so much for watching, guys. Yeah. And we're so excited to hear more questions and for us to respond to them.
Yeah. 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 So don't forget to keep walking in victory.
Come on.
Hi, this is Dr. Mrs. Ajoke Ajagwe from Vancouver, BC. This podcast is made possible by partners like me. When you partner with KCM, you're helping send free resources like this podcast to people around the world. Find more faith-filled resources at kcmcanada.ca.